fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our third hour. This is Tuesday Morning Roundtable on Tuesday, the 27th of September. The prepper tip today is to inspect, check, and evaluate all your home security details. That would be very important. I'm a big fan of monitored alarm systems. I have a custom monitored alarm system at my place, and I work with the owner of the company to make sure I have exactly the security that I want at my place. We have with us Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer, Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. His book's for sale at amazon.com. We expect to be joined by Steve Ben-Noon here this hour. He has not joined us yet. And we will continue our discussion. Jeff, these information coming out of communist China about their plans, we need to be reminded every so often about the statement which was made by the speech given by the top Chinese Minister of Defense, the top general, about 20-something years ago. The English translation is at my website, where he states the ultimate goal of the communist Chinese, which is to dominate the entire planet economically, militarily, culturally, with the United States becoming a colony of China with no Americans. It's good to refresh our memories about that every so often, isn't it, sir?
Yeah, well, that comes from the speech, secret speech of Chiao Chen, which was published by Epoch Times in early 2005. And there's been other statements made, picked up by Chinese dissidents that sort of confirm that that speech. So China views North America as a prize. And if they could find their way to exterminating the population here, beating the U.S. at a war, they want to make a second China. It's not really a colony when you kill all the people in a country and take the land and populate it with your own people. They are calling that not a colony, but a second China. Of course, there's probably reasons for them using that terminology because they are communists. And only capitalists or colonialists, right? No communist country supposedly has a colony, but yeah, that's been you know, people can go online and just do a search for the secret speech of Chiao Chen, C-H-I, and
how. Well, it's at my website. Yeah. It's at my website.
Yeah. Well, there you
go. I got the translation at thelibertyman.com.
Yeah.
These American sellouts, like Joe Biden, his son Hunter, Nancy Pelosi. Now, the communists have taken over many countries the past century, and there's almost always quislings that would cooperate with the communists that want to take over before the takeover happens. The quislings thinking that they'll be given special treatment, that the deals they made will be honored. What's the typical outcome for the quislings that cooperate to help their own country be taken over by the communists?
Well, it depends on whether they are themselves actually communists and are accepted as such by the communist movement. You have countries in Africa that that had communist dictators who were helped. That, you know, when the Cuban troops arrived or the Russian advisors arrived, they were installed in power. You have in Kabul in Afghanistan, you famously had a Harvard-educated, you know, Marxist president under the Afghan, democratic system, who the communists basically, they didn't really consider him one of their own, even though he was a Marxist. They replaced him. And I think they killed two sets of government leaders in Afghanistan, if I'm remembering correctly, during that war. And they ended up with a man named Mohammad Najibullah, who started out sort of as the head of the newly formed Afghan KGB, and he ended up being the president of that country. He was killed by the Taliban in, I think it was 96, in the UN compound in Kabul. But it depends on who you are, whether they accept you as a member of the, you know, communist club. If you're just sort of a Marxist, academic Marxist in your mind, and you just think you're a Marxist, but they regard you as bourgeois, someone who really doesn't understand, yeah, they'll use you and they'll bump you off. But people who think they can join the revolution casually and don't really understand it, they're not going to be trusted by the communists after they've betrayed their own country.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's the way it is. What I've heard said about these quislings is the communists pretty much say the following. If these people, these quislings, would sell out their own country, how can we trust them? And there's a certain amount of truth to that, isn't there, sir?
Yeah, of course, if you're a communist revolutionary and you're doing subversion as part of the communist movement, you're considered loyal to the communist movement. You're not considered a traitor. All communists in all countries have come to power through revolution. They're not, you know, I mean, you and I would consider them traitors, but the communist movement doesn't, if they are actually communists. But there's a funny thing about that. Lenin was very funny in calling many people who called themselves Marxists, calling them bourgeois, calling them opportunists, saying that they were really on the side of the international bourgeoisie, which is who the communists say they're fighting. So, it's an interesting thing. And, of course, Marxism-Leninism is the violent revolutionary core of the international socialist movement. They pretend to be lambs leading other, you know, democratic Marxists to the slaughter. But their own party is one of, you know, we're going to transform society and we're going to use violence in the end. You know, their methods, they will use gentle methods until it comes to that point that they have to use violence. But they're very careful to make sure the violence doesn't come back on them. So.
Well, all right. Well, Jeff, I take these statements by the Chinese officials seriously. I believe them. I believe that they fully intend to achieve their goals. They fully intend to murder almost all Americans to achieve these goals. I believe that their plan is in place, and as far as I can tell, is mostly working. I see some hope in the election, I believe, yesterday or the day before, this woman in Italy to be the prime minister. I do see some hope here and glimmers of hope here and there. I hope that they grow and become larger. Having a true conservative prime minister of Italy just flies in the face of the European Union and the goals of the communists both, doesn't it, sir?
Well, the idea is that the European Union is a large number of countries, some of which have conservative leaders, like Italy and Sweden. Europe has conservative leaders. She was the leader of one of the conservative groups of parties in the European Parliament. She failed to get elected to a seat, but she has been involved in politics in Europe on that level, and she is not against the European Union, at least not now, in her rhetoric. And the thing is it's possible that Europe is going to go through a change and is going to turn to the right, and that these institutions might well be characterized as conservative one day, because that's the rising tide in Europe, is people are tired of the immigration from Africa and the Muslim world. And they're saying, look, we don't want our societies changed. We don't want Europe to be Eurabia. We want Europe to be Europe, and we want to preserve our traditions and our people. And I think she's been supportive of this same sort of thing in Spain. And by the way, very much against the Sao Paulo Forum. She's spoken out against the communists in South America. So she has been anti-communist in her point of view and very much aware of the communist infiltration. So this is very positive. She seems to have a better understanding of things. It's rather remarkable of what's going on in the world for European leaders. So this is very positive for change in Europe, for positive change.
I regard her being elected to prime minister as putting her at risk of being assassinated. What do you think, sir?
Oh, that would just make her a martyr and make the whole thing much more popular. Italy's the third largest economy in the European Union, so it's a significant country. And I think you've got similar people with similar ideals in Spain, in France, that are gaining ground. I think that Le Pen probably damaged her own cause by being pro-Putin. And I think what people are going to go is they're going to see, well, this lady's smarter, more reasonable, just like the new Swedish leader. They've tried to keep that Swedish conservative party, I think it's called the Democratic Party, funny enough. They've tried to, all the other parties banded together to keep them from power. They've been the largest party in Sweden for some time, and now they're able to govern. And I think that's a big, Sweden's the biggest country in Scandinavian population. And so this is significant.
It is. It is.
It is very significant.
Well, I've noticed this woman in Italy that when you can't attack the message, you attack the messenger. Even the American media is attacking the messenger, this woman who got elected as prime minister. But they're keeping quiet about the message. The message is what got her elected. And that's what they're fearful of, is the message will spread to France, Germany, Spain, Portugal, and these other places. They're really, the European Union, the communists, the powers that be, are very fearful of her message, aren't they?
Well, the New York Times called her, 20-something times, used the word fascist to describe her in their article about her. Italy is a country that, the country of Mussolini. This is very controversial. There's very complicated politics in terms of the kind of people that would join a party like that. She is pro-church. She's pro-religion. She's pro-family. She's been criticized because she's not married and she has a child. But she wouldn't be the first time that somebody had made, I don't know how old she was when she was much younger when she had her child, but she didn't have an abortion. She had her child if she made a mistake. It's an interesting kind of person to come to power there. and a person who was absolutely against abortion, absolutely against euthanasia, all kinds of things that have been trendy in Europe in the past, she's against. So, and of course, you know, there are people in her party that probably do like Mussolini. And she has said publicly some years ago, I don't remember how long ago, a long time ago, probably it was in the 1990s, she said, well, Mussolini, yeah, it was in 96. They had to blast her because when she was young, she said Mussolini was a good politician, one of the better politicians in Italy in the previous century. Well, you know, I mean, that's not saying he was a good politician, which he, by the way, was a good politician. But he wasn't. That isn't the same thing as endorsing him. You know, I think Barack Obama was a good politician, but that doesn't mean I would have voted for him. But this is, you know, when you're in politics, you make statements to have a constituency that follows you. And she's leading in a direction. She has basically said, when she was confronted with this claim that she's a fascist, she said, look, I believe what the Tory party in the United Kingdom believes and the Republican party in America believes and the Likud party in Israel believes. Those are my beliefs. You know, that's where I'm coming from. So you have to take a person at their word, you know.
Absolutely.
That's the way she appears. If she turns out to be a Nazi, we'll find out later, but there's no evidence for that right now.
No, they're grasping at straws. I mean, they simply can't attack her message. They can't. And as much as they would like to, they can't, because her message rings true with people all over the planet on all the continents, doesn't it?
Yes. Well, I think, this is the thing. If it wasn't for some of the leaders, I think the leader in Holland blew it. I think that there, you know, it's funny. She strikes this right message. And in the Latin countries, France, Spain, and Italy, there is the sense that there is a real movement to the right. I think Macron is an interesting character because he's sort of in the center. And he has these left positions, like he supports global warming. But he's very, in his foreign policy, he's very rational. And he's very reasoned, carefully reasoned. And if people respect him for that. And so when he passes from the scene, if they can get a new leader on the right in France who is more like this lady in Italy, who may be showing the way, who takes those kind of positions, much more amenable to American conservatism, to British conservatism, Europe is going to really turn the corner and maybe even show us the way, you know, because they've got, in many respects, much more difficult policies, and the left in Europe is very strong in the establishment in Europe. So they have a long way to go there.
They do. They do have a very long way to go. I see a glimmer of hope, and I know I'm repeating myself with this woman being elected to prime minister, that her being elected will give motivation to like-minded people in the rest of Europe and even in the rest of the world, because when the New York Times is going after her, that tells me they're fearful of her message. And she had addressed the CPAC earlier this year, so she's already been addressing Americans with her message, hasn't she, Jeff?
Yeah, she speaks English, and she does pretty well in English, yeah.
She speaks English better than some of my hillbilly neighbors, by the way. So, yeah, she does quite well with English.
Yeah. You know, if you watched her speaking in Italian, if you can pick up some of the words or watch the subtitles, she's really very, very eloquent in her native language and very passionate. So, and I think that's what carries the conviction. People, you know, in Europe, they have ceased to believe in anything. And she seems to really believe in something.
Here's our break. We'll be right back.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back. We have Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer. Jeff Nyquist, his website is jrnyquist.blog. His books for sale at Amazon. And Steve Bannoun, his website is israelinewslive.org. Steve, are you going to join us?
Oh, yes, I can join.
Okay, good, good. Well, you've been patiently listening now for a few minutes, and what updates do you have for us, sir?
Well, I can't get into the French side of it, although I still remember the language a little bit. But the things that we've been talking about lately is the issue with Russia, China, things like that. I don't know, John, if you guys have discussed this issue about China lately, but there was a lot of conspiracies going on that Xi Jinping, there's been like a coup and overthrow, things like that. None of that is true. I don't know exactly what's going on over there, but he's not been overthrown, and it's not a coup. I suspect we'll probably find out in a day or two. Maybe he was sick or something like that. Who the heck knows? But that's not the case, is from what people are trying to say about it. And let's see. The other issue is Russia Ukraine, U.S., and the mainstream media has really been putting out a lot that on both sides, Putin has threatened nuclear war, Biden has threatened nuclear war, and in reality, that's not true on either side. Now, Putin has talked about using nuclear weapons, and they have scrubbed as much as they could off the internet so people would not see what he really said. But everything that he said, the Joint Chiefs took it as defensive. If his country is attacked, or if, you know, they're put into an awkward position over this battle, yes, they would use tactical nukes or some form of a nuclear device to protect their people. But the Joint Chiefs have not taken this as being a direct threat towards the United States or Ukraine. And I'm going to actually try to get that uploaded on our channel, and we'll actually use the iConnect version where we can translate what he says so you can hear him in English on what he really says. I was told they'd get me a copy of, you know, the actual broadcast that's not been pretty much, you know, removed. Now, that being said, though, Russia, and I think we mentioned this last week anyway, Russia is working very closely with China to keep the United States bogged down in Ukraine so that they can take Taiwan. That is, China would want, they're just really dripping at the mouth, salivating over wanting to take Taiwan. And initially, we were going to stand down. I've heard that for almost a year, that we would stand down, we'd pull our assets out. But more recently, that stance has changed because advisors on the economic side at the White House are saying that if you allow China to take Taiwan down, you're going to send us into another Great Depression. So Biden, the way it's described, is that he's really in. You know, he doesn't even know what to do. Of course, granted, you're dealing with a guy that's got dementia, so I can understand why they figure he doesn't know what to do. But even when you have dementia, though, one thing I will say about that, because my dad has got full-blown dementia as well, when you put a person in the same circle they have worked in for most of their life, in the case of Biden being in politics, they will seem somewhat cognizant to that ideology because it's an everyday part of their life. But it doesn't mean that they can function correctly, as we would know. But nonetheless, he can appear to be somewhat normal when he's really all messed up, because as I hear every evening, they don't know what to think about him. Going back to that, the issue, though, with Ukraine, the winter time is where we're anticipating a lot of bad things are going to happen. The war is only going to get worse, but it does seem to, you know, from everything that I'm hearing, it seems that they're going to try to keep it confined within Ukraine. They don't think that Putin is wanting to see it go outside of the territory there either. And so therefore they do believe it'll stay there. Now, the problem, of course, is the fact that, you know, with the cutting of the gas, things like that, it's only going to, you know, really cause more problems for the people of Europe. But they did say the housing is going to, they're expecting housing to drop 60% as a result, in Germany specifically, as a result of what's going on there. And in fact, I know people in Washington that are talking about going and taking advantage of that situation, buying houses when it's down, because they know it's going to go back up again.
Hold on. We got our 5-minute break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. There's a lot there. Yes, I do private consultations. Details are at my website. Yes, there is a beautiful home for sale in my neighborhood, the Log Lodge on Yoakum Road, and some other properties not too far away under real estate. And last but not least, it's almost winter. You want to stay warm, you want to stay cozy, and save money? If you do, check out the Liberator Rocket Heaters. I'm the Executive Vice President of the company. We manufacture our Liberator Rocket Heater stoves right in beautiful Bourbon, Missouri, in Crawford County, where I live, on Old Route 66. Details at thelibertyman.com. This is a Tuesday morning roundtable. We have Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer. We have Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. I say again, jrnyquist.blog. This book's for sale at Amazon. And we're going to devote this last 24 minutes with Steve Ben Noon. His website's IsraeliNewsLive.org. I say again, IsraeliNewsLive.org. And Steve, let's continue, sir.
Yeah, so the thing is, and if you want to be able to take callers too, that won't be a problem, John. And before I get back into that, Leon, I apologize. I was not able to get up with you earlier, but let's try to connect today one way or the other. Anyway, so now continue on. The besides the situation with Taiwan, the Chinese wanting to take this, and the Russians are to keep us busy with this war in Ukraine, there's still a possibility that this could broaden. Even though they're saying it's not supposed to, it doesn't mean that it can't. And that's the big fear. Now, I know that by 2024, this is when there's supposed to be a complete global war by that time. And this is things that they've already planned out. But now I'm going to share, though, with you guys a situation about Iran. I know that we have been working with the Israelis on a possible strike on Iran, allegedly on the nuclear facilities there, quote unquote, keep Iran from getting nuclear weapons. Which anybody that knows anything, as far as in the intelligence community, knows that Iran's had nuclear weapons, gosh, a long time. In fact, Obama gave them tactical nukes when he was president. So it really has nothing to do with that. So what happened was this. I've been really kind of pushing the issue. I said, what does Iran have that we're willing to go to war over, like in the case of Iraq? Because after all, if we look at the 9/11 thing, which clearly was a job that was done, I hate to say it, I come from a Jewish family, but I hate to say it, Israel was behind the Twin Towers. But nonetheless, let's just take the official narrative. It was Saudi nationals that did it, right? All right, then why didn't we go to war with Saudi Arabia instead of Iraq? Went to war with Iraq because they wanted the body of Nimrod. Not so much the body of Nimrod, but what was in his tomb. Now, John, you're already seeing from Binglio or something like that, John, that does the, I think he did a book called The Naked Bible.
He's done several books, yeah. Mauro, they don't pronounce the second syllable. Bilino is how they say it.
Bilino, okay, right. Thank you. My wife actually, you know, read some of his work initially on and then told me about it because of the fact that I do the ancient languages. And so, but when you get into works like this, this is where you find out that we have what we would call alien technology is written in ancient documents, including the Bible itself. I have actually discovered places that have not been discovered before myself in those writings too. So I don't normally go into it a whole lot publicly, but it's there. Now, with that being said, the Iraq, inside the tomb where Nimrod's body was found, he had the technology, and we knew this from writings, that there was a technology that would help you go interdimensional. That's what caused CERN to become as powerful as it is now. So the question is, why then we're going to go to war with Iran? So I began to push for that, and I said, I'm assuming there's something that Iran has that we do not have. And they said, that's the reason. It is because of technology that they have that we don't have. And I said, well, what's the technology? They said, well, that's the million-dollar question. And they said, we know that the Iranians have been collaborating with extraterrestrial entities, mainly because the ETs do not want any nation using nuclear weapons, even though we all have them, and they know that Iran has them as well. So they said the thing is, we don't know if Iran was given technology by the extraterrestrials, or was it that it is something that they have hidden in their different networks, because, you know, it's former the Babylonian kingdom. You know, is there something in a cave that they have? They said, we've been trying to figure it out, but they said, we do know they already have the technology, and we're not talking about plasma technology either. That was something I think Veterans Today had put out not long ago, or a few years ago. But it has nothing to do with plasma technology. They have a very advanced technology that can be weaponized that we don't have, and that's a great concern to the United States. In fact, That's one of the reasons why you're seeing the women do the revolt over there right now. The CIA is actually behind that operation there. And once again, trying to stir the nation up to topple it. I know that last time when Iran was toppled from being more of a democratic nation, we were backing both sides of the conflict. We were doing it to overthrow the democratic side. And at the same time, we were funding the democratic side to make sure the war kept going until we got what we wanted. Ended up failing and ended up going into the you know, very ultra-right ideology that they are today. But yes, we're once again trying to topple the nation. And the reason for that is because we're trying to get in there to find out what is going on. And even though we have agents on the ground in Iran, we've not been able to find out for sure. I do know that they have the cloaking technology that they use on their missiles. And as Israel discovered when they fired from Syria a couple of years ago towards a Dimona nuclear power plant, of course, Israel played that down. They did not want the rest of the world knowing that Iran has that capability. That technology was our technology originally back in the 40s when we were able to make the USS Liberty, John, made it like disappear and appear somewhere else and then reappear, and the sailors were stuck in the hull of the ship.
It wasn't the Liberty, but yeah, I know the ship you're talking about. Yeah,
and that really did happen. And of course, we basically told the public we snowballed the project, wasn't going to do it anymore. Manhattan Project, no, not Manhattan Project. Gosh, I can't think of the
Philadelphia.
Name. Philadelphia
Project, right?
So the thing is we never stopped doing that technology, even though all the sailors that were involved in it ended up in it. An insane asylum or some nursing home afterwards that did survive. But yes, we're also able to use the same technology even today to where we can cause our own missile to disappear and reappear before it strikes the other nation. But Russia has it, China has it, and now Iran has it. But this new one, nobody really knows. And one last thing I'll quickly say, and then I'll just remain
right,
silent.
Right. It was the Eldridge. It was the USS Eldridge. Go ahead.
There we go. So the other thing is up in, and this is, we call this semi-classified, and it's not that big of a deal, though. I don't know why they would want to classify this project, but we have a project going on where we use satellite footage to be able to scan the glaciers, especially up around Greenland area, and we discovered a lake about a mile and a half or so beneath the ice, and the lake is 800 feet deep. Underneath the ice, where it's just water, not ice itself. And it's about the size of Rhode Island. Now, what we discovered, though, in the lake is what's concerning the scientists here. We have found already three giant creatures there that are roughly about 200 feet in length. And the way it was described to me, take something like a megalodon shark, which is considered prehistoric, and mix that with some kind of giant squid's DNA and then come out with some kind of weird-looking creature with that. That's the type of creatures that they have in there. And they said, we've found three of them already. And because of the rapid melting of the ice, they're very concerned what's going to happen when these things are in our own bodies of water.
Right.
So that's it for
they're
me
trapped,
right
for the time being, they're trapped. Well, we got a call. Before we get to our caller, one of the things that B. Leno has revealed in his translations is Yahweh had a wife and liked barbecue. So how about that? Steve, we got a caller that would like to ask you a question. That would be John in Tennessee. Go ahead, John.
Hello. Two things. First of all, the USS Eldridge. For those that might be interested, Eldridge actually means old, wise ruler, which leads me to the reason for my call and my question to Steve. You talked about them wanting to find the tomb of Nimrod, said it was nothing necessarily to do with the body of Nimrod, but it was something in the tomb. I agree and disagree simultaneously. I think they wanted his DNA. Because I'm in agreement with Rob Skiba, who speculated the body of Nimrod would be used, his DNA would be used to recreate the Antichrist. I'd like to get your comments on that. And anyone else who cares to comment, including my friend.
Go ahead. You've got a response here for us, Steve?
Oh, absolutely. John, I appreciate the question. And yes, you're right. It wasn't just for the technology. It was for his body as well. We did retrieve the body. We actually did DNA testing on that body as well. The DNA actually matched the Giant of Kandahar DNA, so we know that they are definitely related. We know that they are both Nephilim, children of fallen angels. And Nimrod was 7.5 foot tall, is the height of the body that we recovered. We took that body and back here to the United States, and of course, the Giant of Kandahar, of Kandahar. That's all true to us, not conspiracy. It is true. Yes, we did. We also found with Nimrod and the Giant of Kandahar, they both have double rows of teeth. And but in the process of this, though, let me go a little deeper with that. They're, according to a classified document that we have of the what we call the Mayan document, we know that it's a version of the Mayan document, not that 2012 is the end of the world, but 2012 is when they're going to come back and we're going to have to fight these extraterrestrials. In that document, we also have that Nimrod was the only one that knew how to access the library that was in the Sphinx. He's the only one also that would know how to read the language, and that he is supposed to come back as the Antichrist. And so you mentioned Rob Skiba. I agree. I saw a video of Rob after I was told this when I was doing some research, where Rob also believed that he would be the Antichrist that would be resurrected. Well, they are physically working on that. CERN has contacted an entity because they can go into other dimensions, and the entity in the other dimension claims to be Nimrod's spirit. And the scientists have been working around the clock to try to be able to do exactly that, put that spirit in that body. And I know some people would say, well, according to, I think it's the book of Jasher or something like that, his head was cut off. But his head's not cut off. His head is intact to the body. So I don't know how to answer that those questions there. But the other thing is, too, is recently, and this was very disturbing to find this out, but the Israelis took over the project. And we are no longer in control of that. But his body, though, still does remain below the airport there in Colorado, at the base that we have there. So there's very real possibility that something's going to come out of that. And I know that, I don't know which way to go on that issue there. There's just some speculation, I guess, on my part. But I know I've been told by people pretty high up in our government that they do believe that he'll be presented as a type of Messiah type figure. But they said in negotiations with the spirit that they've contacted with CERN, there would have to be an agreement made before he would be willing to even take part in that. And that agreement would basically bring about a loyalty to him as like a god on earth. But I do need to clarify one reason, though, why they're so interested in this. It's not that the American people in the government want Nimrod to be resurrected and become so-called the savior of the world, but that technology that's in the Sphinx, according to what we know from these Mayan documents that are classified, is that it gives you the information you need to know to overthrow the Archon aliens that are coming back on Nibiru, which, according to our government, is right around 2030 is when that comes through, and because we're going to be in a war with them. And so they figure Nimrod's the only one that has that knowledge that's hidden in that Sphinx, and that would give us the technology to be able to really wage a war that we might could win. So they're willing to concede to Nimrod, which would make him effectively an Antichrist type of figure in modern times.
Well, and if Nimrod is wanting to make war with the Archons, supposedly coming on Nibiru, then you got to wonder why a house divided cannot stand. They must not be associated or in league with Nimrod and the fallen angels and the Nephilim and all the rest of it, which takes you to Jordy Rhodes' Edmonton, Alberta talk when he was talking about D-Wave, and the entities that they were summoning were similar to the Lovecraftian old ones. I mean, all of this stuff sounds like something out of science fiction, but it is all very biblical. I'd like to maybe see if Leon's got a comment quickly.
One thing I would say on that, John, is that...
Hold on. We'll wrap up this. We got a few minutes after the break. Hold on. We'll be right back.
The DOJ is appealing the decision to appoint a special master in the Trump case. I'm Peter Serafin with today's Liberty Minute. Yes, the Justice Department has appealed the ruling on a special master in the Trump Mar-a-Lago case, saying that the investigation could be irreparably injured by a pause. Really? The DOJ didn't seem bothered by a pause when they waited 3 months before the raid. In fact, the DOJ didn't seem bothered at all when Trump cooperated back in April. What damage could possibly be done by waiting for an independent third party to review the seized documents? Maybe the Department of Justice just doesn't want an independent third party to see the stuff at all. We already know the FBI took documents protected by the attorney-client privilege. What else may they have taken? Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Sivis Pashem, Parabellum.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Xtendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas.
The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape.
Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart,
under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here, with me, in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right. We're near the conclusion here. Steve, we need you to wrap up your comments so we can get a summary from you and from Leon and from Jeff. Go ahead. Wrap it up there, Steve.
We'll have to go straight to the summaries, John, because I lost my train of thought here.
That's fine. That's fine. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
So the thing I want to say is, as far as wrapping things up here, is that, you know, we're living in a crazy hour. In the next couple of years, it's going to get more crazy. And, you know, you really need to make sure your home's in order spiritually, I think, is the most important thing.
Okay, thank you. We'll have Jeff give his summary and wrap it up with Leon giving his. Go ahead, see, Jeff.
Yeah, one of the things that's surprising watching the mobilization in Russia and watching what's happening is that the Russian government's incapacity and the lack of judgment being shown by Russia's leaders, this is a big gamble for them. And Putin has shown that he doesn't have a reverse. He only has the ability to shift into higher gear. And unless he shows more adaptability and more political flexibility and starts moving towards negotiations with Ukraine, his government is more and more at risk. That does seem apparent.
All right. Thank you, sir. Leon, your summary, please. We've got about 60 seconds or so, maybe.
Yeah. Pertaining to the John's question about the Antichrist, you know, if they're going to incorporate the DNA, then you know, that would extend the expectation of his arrival to 30 to 40 years from now. So I don't think, you know, the world, based on how calamitous this is now, it would last that long. So, you know, he's supposed to be of Middle East and of Middle East persuasion or descent. So, you know, I don't know if that's going to be the case. And I want to speak with Steve off air about that. Maybe we can talk about that. But yeah, I agree with him 100% on the spiritual preparation, and when we know winter's coming, so take advantage of what supplies you can get now, food, seeds, and work on your garden and get all the things you
okay.
can now while you still can.
Leon, thank you. Steve, thank you. And Jeff, thank you. We'll have Jeff back tomorrow morning. Okay, guys. Great morning. That's it for today. Get medical supplies, your energy, clean your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless my beautiful county of Crawford County, Missouri, the lovely state of Missouri I get to live in, the beautiful, large state of Texas. And Lord, please bless the United States of America. Okay, thank you. Good morning.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have news every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, broadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.